Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Waka chokma, hola, soy Grady. Coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited to be here. And as usual, shouting out to the Yukon and the coast as well. You know, speaking of shouting out from outside of Bethel, you know, New Talk, pay attention, because Dr. Lori called in this weekend to let you know that she's out there. Here, let's listen to her remind us again.
Thanks, Grady. I just wanted to get the word out to New Talk that we will be there next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's September 16th through the 18th to run a veterinary outreach clinic. We will be doing vaccinations, deworming, and spay and neuter surgeries in New Talk. We'll be working out of the bingo hall. If you would like your pet to get on the spay and neuter surgery list, please email ykvet1@gmail.com. Again, if you are in New Talk next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you would like to get your pet spayed and neutered, email ykvet1@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lori. Hey, if you're out in the village and you want to get a word out on the Coffee at KYUK, you shouldn't hesitate to reach out to me, coffee@kyuk.org. Now, I am sitting with my all-time favorite, let me make sure, yep, it's my all-time favorite guest, barring, of course, musicians from out of town. My favorite guest in town is sitting across from me. It's Chris Carmichael. And sad news, actually. First, we're gonna talk a little bit about ASB, but sad news, eventually he's going to be going. And that's the first thing I want to leave with. I'm gonna miss you. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
It's been a great run for Diana and I here in Bethel and in LKSD, but we've been serving kids here for 20 years, and it's time for us to retire and go home. So this is our last year, and for folks considering jumping onto the ASB, one of the functions that they're going to have is going to be determining ultimately my replacement. And so if you're interested in helping out with schools, and we'll get into that in a second about what the qualifications are, but please pay attention because this is for you.
So that's really what we're here about today, because the process for selecting the there's two spots, 3-year terms up on the and give me the long version of what the ASB is.
Sure. The ASB is the Advisory School Board, and it provides oversight and advises the principals of the three main Bethel schools, ME School, which is our K-2 school, Gladys Jung, which is 3rd through 6th grade, and the Bethel Regional High School, which is our 712 program here in Bethel.
So this process is going to start here October 1st. That means the deadline's coming up right soon, right here this week, huh?
Yes, it is. The 23rd. I'm accepting nominations. Or if you're interested in running for the ASB, you need to let me know, or Doug Boyer, the principal of the high school, know by close of business on the 23rd of September so that we can get the ballots written up and published.
Now, can they just let you know by getting in touch with you by phone, or do they have to formalize that process?
Right. It can be written on a sticky note if you like, but it's got to be handwritten and turned in and signed on an actual piece of paper. Text, fax will not do. This has got to be a handwritten request to be placed on the ballot.
All right. So, gosh, I'm spinning a little bit. If you need to contact you for anything, they can contact you by dialing 543-4440, or they can reach Mr. Boyer at 543-3390. Did I get those mixed up?
No, that's correct. And we will be happy to direct you exactly about how to notify us in writing.
All right, so before we talk about the qualifications, let's talk about the fuzzy who. You know, who should be answering this call?
Right, so if you are a parent of a student of a child in school, or you are someone who lives in Bethel who has a vested interest in how the schools are run and the programs that are happening in the schools, then you should be interested in running. you don't have to have a child attending one of the schools, but we find that many of the people who do run do have kids, and they've got a vested interest in the programming that's happening in town.
And then, of course, there are probably some limitations in terms of who qualifies to be able to be a seated member. And I'm sure you have those with you. Let's let the people know so they don't, go down the primrose path.
Sure. I think that's a great idea. First of all, you have to be a citizen of the United States. You've got to be 18 years or older. You've got to be a registered voter in the state of Alaska. And you had to have been in Bethel for at least 30 days prior to the date of election. And this year, the election's on October 1st. It's important that you're not a member of a school staff that's governed by the Bethel ASB. You can't be a student. There are some students who are 18 years old, but if you're a high school student still actively enrolled, you can't serve on the ASB. You can't be convicted of a felony within the last 5 years. You can't have a conviction involving alcohol or illegal drugs within the last 5 years. You cannot be convicted of child abuse or the sexual abuse of a minor. And finally, if you were to be elected and you do have a felony conviction, you need to notify the district board of what those might be. And many of those do not disqualify members because they're in the distant past.
All right, well, lots of stuff to digest there. We'll come back and review all those things, take a short break for a little bit of entertainment's sake. You know, when I was growing up, one of my earliest school memories wasn't in school, actually, but it was in Saturday morning cartoons with that Schoolhouse Rock. Here, for all you people my age, here's some Interplanetary Janet for you. I wasn't sure. I mean, I didn't know that was an instrumental when I loaded it. But so those of you who don't know what we're listening to, ABC had a thing called Schoolhouse Rocks, and this is the instrumental version of just one of the something like 20 odd spots that they did. Interplanet Janet, I think that she was all about the space, wasn't she? I don't know. Maybe she was about adjectives. I don't know, but she. No, it wasn't adjectives, because that's my favorite one. But anyway, that's besides the point. I'm here now with Chris Carmichael. Are you the chair of the ASB?
I'm the executive officer of the board.
And currently actively pursuing more membership in that board. Two spots open, 3-year terms each. We've talked about all the limiting qualifications. We've spoken a little bit about the who, but let's lean a little bit more into the why. Why would someone be motivated to join in and serve on the ASB?
Sure. There are so many functions that the ASB assists the Bethel principals with. For example, this year, many residents in Bethel may have attended the anti-bullying workshops that happened over the course of the fall and the spring of last year. Those were designed, hosted, and essentially run by the Bethel ASB. Many people benefited from hearing information that was shared out at those seminars. That was led by them. The ASB has some budgetary supervisory oversight over the way that the school's budgets are designed, and they help establish priorities for academic programming, whether we should pay for this or whether we should pay for that, whether we should get this many teachers or whether we should buy more computers. They help advise in those decisions. The Bethel ASB helps schools develop policies that that assist in the sound running of school programming, and they also serve more than anything as the eyes and ears of the community, so that if there are concerns that happen in town, you can notify Bethel ASB membership, who will then bring those concerns to the principals in ASB meetings, and we can talk about solutions for problems.
I don't mean to be generalist at all, but I will generalize for a moment. 47 years old or whatever, and have been serving in a civic capacity in my adult life in some limited capacity sometimes. But either the point being, you know, the opinions, everyone's opinions matter. Government's a verb. One of those places where that verb takes place is on boards like the ASB. If you're the type of person who criticizes the efforts of the district generally or the schools, maybe those criticisms are well-founded to be brought to the table in service. And that's my call out to you.
Yeah, we find that we've got very constructive discussions that happen in our ASB meetings, especially when we're trying to problem solve issues that have been raised by community membership. This is the forum, instead of posting little attacks and snippets on Facebook, the appropriate, proper way to deal with concerns is to become an active participant in this and help us design solutions, because we're all about making schools more, more streamlined, more appropriate, more better functioning for our kids. And so the more input that we get, the more voices are heard, the more ideas are considered. That's all a positive for the leadership structure of our district.
Now, I know you've seen the movie Waiting for Superman, right? And maybe the listeners haven't, but it profiles some amazing school stuff, and it talks about some interesting issues relative to schooling and charter schools and things like that. But one of the schools that's profiled there is quite extraordinary, but I think they sell us on the fact that it has an interesting model, but the thing that I took away was how engaged all of the parents were. The model engaged parents, engaged the community, engaged people around the students. So I don't know what the model or the correct way of doing things is, but I do see one thing. Places where it's positive, places where there's powerful things happening, there are lots and lots of parents involved.
Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely right, and it's parents involved, and not in attacking the structure, but in trying to be actively supporting it and trying to help us with making things better. And so that is always a positive thing. To wit, at Gladys Jung, we have just hired a new school community advocate who's doing reaching out to parents to help build parent volunteer groups, which are happening alongside of the Bethel ASB. Her name is Jackie Clayka. She will be eventually reaching out to many folks in Bethel, soliciting advice and help from folks. And so just be aware that you may be being contacted by her to see if you would like to volunteer at Gladys Jung.
Wow, what an excellent person to solicit volunteers. I'm partial to dog lovers and dog folk, so mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a fan of her.
Yeah.
So, tell me more about this last minute process here. What can someone expect if they reach out to you to say they want to be involved? What are they going to have to get together?
Right. So, if you and I'll run before we're done, I'll run through the qualifications again quickly. But if you meet the qualifications for running for the ASB, you've submitted your name in writing, I will get you on the ballot. And on October 1st, we're going to have several ballot spots in town where people can go to vote. After the election is completed, we will do a vote tally, and within a couple of days, we will let folks know who won. We have many ballots to count after the election, but after that, plan on meeting once a month. Generally speaking, we meet the third Tuesday of each month, and those meetings run a few hours in the evening. And I do feed people at the meetings, and so even though we normally meet at 6 p.m., don't worry about making dinner, because I'll provide it for you at the meetings, generally speaking.
So time will get a field of us quickly, so why don't we run through those qualifications again like you just mentioned?
Yep, you bet. We want to make sure that folks that want to run are 18 years old, they're citizens of the country, you're a registered voter in the state of Alaska, that you've been living in Bethel for the past 30 days, in terms of from the date of the election. So if you're here by September 1, you'll be fine. You cannot be a member of a school staff or a school governed by the ASB. In fact, now we don't allow employees of the school district at all to run for the ASB. You can't be a student that's enrolled in a school that's governed by the Bethel ASB. You can't be convicted of a felony within the last 5 years. You cannot have been convicted of a crime involving alcohol or drugs in the last 5 years. You cannot have been convicted of a child abuse or sexual abuse of a minor charge. And finally, once elected, if you do have convictions, that will notify the district board of what those were. And most people meet those qualifications in Bethel that are interested in running.
This is only for fun, actually. Hold on. You remember this one?
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away. It's number one in your school.
Just like you would to your girl, be true to your school. That's what we're talking about. That's why you want to serve, folks. If you'd like to become an ASB member, you need to reach out 543-4440, 543-3390. That's how you reach the two men in charge of that. Tell us what else.
We would love to have as many folks running as we can possibly gather. The more voices and the more choices people have when they cast their ballots, the better our chances are of getting good fits. You don't have to have students in the school to run for the ASB. All you have to do is care about how well our schools are being run and funded and operated. So if you're interested, we would love to have your input. Please get on the ballot. And let me say one final note about this. Even if you did run and you were not elected, that doesn't mean that you can't participate. We've got an active body of parents who come to meetings, who listen, who contribute, who share concepts and ideas, who attend work sessions. These are all good things. And even if you don't serve directly on the ASB, it doesn't mean that you can't be part of this process.
Open meetings.
Sure. Open meetings are open to the public.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I do have a couple seconds left to try to gain commitment from you to join me at least once more before you get out of town anyway. I mean, do you have a timeline yet or no? Nowhere near a timeline at this point.
No, we know that we are going to be flying home on June 1. And so we've got until the beginning of the summer to help out here.
Nine months.
So, yep, we've got about 9 months left here in town. So I would be happy to come back and join
Please
you.
Please do, yeah. I haven't had the chance to really profile you a little bit, and that's what I'd love to do to some extent anyway. And I'm so fond of you, sir. I honor you a great deal and look forward to updates when you do depart.
Well, Grady, it's been wonderful being in Bethel, and you've always been an extremely gracious host when we wanted to come up and get things out, so we really appreciate your support. Thank you, Bethel, and please come out and run for the ASB.
All right, well, that leaves just one thing left for me to say to you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.